So it's the eve before the move. This is my last night in Catherine de Bans. I still will have the keys and still will be coming here to do post, and I suspect the whole move won't happen tomorrow as well because I'm really unprepared. I've been packing up tonight and I've run out of boxes, and I realised that there's quite a lot of stuff still needs to come out of cupboards and into boxes. And so it's been quite an emotional night, and I felt a bit lonely, to be honest. But then I've been texting backwards and forwards with Darren, my son, and he asked me, was I saying goodbye? And I was saying goodbye to reminding each other all the memories, all the different memories over the last 6 years. And also had a really emotional hangout with Nicola Wavox on Google Plus, where I got very tearful. Not feeling altogether myself anyway, because the cold did turn into a cold, so I've been just scratchy skin and streaming cold and all of that. So this is the last time that I will boo from this bed in this bedroom. It feels really weird. It doesn't feel like it's real. I spent some time at the flat today. I did some work on a new project that I'm working on with someone that I'm hoping will work with me. And I enjoyed doing that because in the new office consulting room looks out across the trees, and there's lots of green and lots of breeze, and that was really nice. I'm really glad I did that. And so, but it doesn't feel like home yet. I guess until my things are there, it won't, or I'm there. Still feels like somebody else's flat. So I'll be you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.